Hello. So to continue from last week's blog about silence and solitude, I'm actually in a different church location this week, and it's a much smaller church, and you may hear the echo of my voice. And I visited this church because I've recently been reading a lovely book, really interesting book, called Steeplechasing Around Britain by Church by Peter Ross. And he mentions the church of Stobardoff here, close to where I live, near Downham Market. And I wanted to come here for a very special reason. And I'm going to let you know what that reason is next week. And you'll actually get more of the church and the photographs that I'm taking today in next week's blog. But I want to read you a small extract from Steeplechasing, which I think really links this idea of quietness and solitude and why churches are important to us. And it's in the very last chapter called Crown, and Peter Ross has come back to Westminster. He's been going all around the UK looking at all the churches and cathedrals of particular interest. And he's come back to Westminster Abbey, and he mentions a poem by Philip Larkin called Church Going. This is a poem that was not familiar to me at all until I had had just a brief look. And I'm going to leave the extract of the poem, or a link to the poem, in this particular blog. But I want to read this very small piece because I feel that it completely gives an essence of what a church feels in quietness, but also what a church is about. And so I'm going to begin by just reading this. This was a happy chance. I'd been thinking a lot about Larkin. I'd come to realise that his writing had somehow got inside mine. Two poems in particular seem to be at the heart of this book. The first is Church Going, perhaps Larkin's best known work, in which he draws into the building despite his scepticism, finds it a serious house on serious earth, a place made serious by the long years during which people came to marry, baptise and bury those they loved. This is my feeling about old churches, that the stones have absorbed the love and sorrow of many generations, so that what we sense when we enter, especially if alone, is the accumulated ache of centuries of human experience. An old church offers, therefore, a strong impression of continuity and resilience. More than that, solidarity and reassurance. Something neighbourly. It is an arm around the shoulder, a murmured word in the ear. Everything is going to be all right. You don't need faith to feel that. I think that is absolutely beautiful and certainly resonates with me as to why I love coming to churches and the special feeling it creates and the sense of calm and peace. So, enjoy the written extract from the church that I visited for this blog, Silence and Solitude, A Church Walk Part 2, where I go back to St Ettersham Church, and you will see the written extract that I've put with some adaptations. And then next week, you'll be coming back to Stobardoff Church, where I think it really does link in very well with what I've just seen to the theme of next week's blog, which is about how we're thinking about life eternal, and also about our own mortality. Okay, have a good week, everybody, and I will see you next week. Bye for now.